The United Nations today revealed that Janjaweed militiamen massacred as many as 50 civilians in Sudan's Darfur region earlier this week. UN officials in Sudan report the majority of those killed in the October 29th attack were young boys and elderly men. The UN also says Sudanese military personnel may have participated in the attacks. The communication coordinator for Sudan at the International Committee of the Red Cross, Jessica Berry, tells how the violence is hampering relief efforts.
This is really the biggest concern, that we can reach people who are away from the camps and out in the villages. We have had to put our operations in certain areas on hold for the moment, but that means that we are ready to go back in as soon as the security improves. And we keep contact with all the different authorities all the time to remind them that we need to go in and do our work. And really, we work on a day-by-day basis. When the situation is calm, we go out. When the situation is not calm, then we have to remain on standby. All of this, we have to just manage as well as we can. We can't always get out every day because of the insecurity, but we stand ready to go. And certainly in the last few weeks, we have started to move a bit more. In the areas where the fighting is not taking place, we've been able to move a lot more.